can't believe it's true that you've fallen in love with me.
Okay, it's been a while, but welcome back to Vocal Jazz. So a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, we talked about the great jazz singers from the first half of the century. Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Joe Williams, that group. Those were all solo singers. So, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the vocalists from the second half of the century. And that also includes vocal groups, which is something that happens in the second half of the 20th century. And something new called vocalese. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. So singers have had a radically different project from the beginning. For most singers, you came at and you sang a standard. In other words, a tune everybody had heard before. You had lyrics. Maybe, if you were up to it and the instrumentalist gave you a chance, you would get to do a scat solo and do some improvising. But that all changed with Eddie Jefferson, who'd been working as a tap dancer, and then became the first singer to memorize an instrumental solo and apply lyrics. And this is called vocalese. So, for example, listen to the beginning of Charlie Parker's Parker's Mood. Eddie Jefferson is going to do is he's going to come along and create lyrics that exactly match what Charlie Parker was playing so he can sing the solo.
Bless my soul if my baby ain't done gone again. My baby has gone away. And she took my love with her. My woman just left today. And I'm surely gonna miss her. I got up this morning feeling happy, 'cause I thought today was gonna be so sunny, bright and gay all day for me. But when I looked around, lo and behold, tell you what I found. My baby's closet was as bare as it could be, and she had wrote a note and left it for.
So that's Eddie Jefferson and vocalese. When a singer sets words to an existing instrumental solo and then sings it.
I really hate to leave you, but I got to go on, and it's gonna hurt you to your whole soul. Though I like you 'cause you treated me so fine, I just couldn't keep.
One of the greatest lyricists of this genre is John Hendricks, who recorded in the 50s with the group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, with Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, of course, and the British Annie Ross. They began in 1957 with a multi-track version of Basie classics on an album, Sing a Song of Basie.
I heard a story so true. Down a funny Monday, steal the moon from a guy.
I know this is an Ellington tune, but if you know that, you're ahead of the game. But the idea is the same. It's actually a combination of techniques. So it's multi-tracking and adding lyrics. So it's vocalese, but it's a group doing a big band tune.
The garden where carrots are dense. I found a hole in the fence. Every morning when things are still, then I crawl through the hole and eat my fill. The other rabbits say I'm taking dares. Maybe I do wrong, but who cares? I'm a hoop.
You'll note that very often in vocalese, singers will tell a story. So John Hendricks is terrific at this. Let me remind you of what the Miles Davis Classic 4 sounds like.
Thank you.
here's the version by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross with new lyrics by John Hendricks.
The wonderful things that you get out of life, there are four. Baby, and there may not be many, but nobody needs any more.
Of the many facts making the list of life, truth takes the lead. And to relax, knowing the gist of life, it's truth you need.
And the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. When you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Baby, so the truth, honor, and happiness, and one thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful love that'll make it four.
Don't you know the score? Well, people when they're younger never realize the treasure, treasure lies, God. But as they grow older, realize a lot. They got their mind on all the wrongest things, and things that cost a lot of money, but it's really very funny. They fade away and don't amount to a hill of beans. Funny how the things in life we really should adore, we forget or ignore, end up poor. Making money till you're nigh onto madness and end up in sadness. Youth is the time when we should see the light. Cause when we're old and wasted, the dues for what we've tasted runs so high that we pay till we die. Then we know that youth that made us strong is wasted on the young. So enjoy it gaily, love life, and live it daily. You'll find a lot of things to bring you joy and give peace of mind. Get it while the getting's good. And everybody, if they only could, life would be a set. Life would be a groovy set. Groovy as a movie. Well, let your voice.
Classic lyrics by John Hendricks. Think for a minute about jazz standards, something we've talked a lot about this semester. Notice that this piece started off as a jazz standard, not as a show tune. So it actually didn't start off with words. In general, standards are like words that you don't learn them out of dictionaries. You don't learn them in a very specific way. You learn them in other performances. So in some ways, vocalese is the ultimate expression of this, that this is in fact the exact copying of someone else's performance of a piece. In general, what jazz musicians do is they try to learn the tune and personalize it. The point is that when you learn tunes, you don't learn them in some sort of standard way, out of a dictionary, for example. You don't learn words that way. You learn them already rich in context and inflection and with accents. So this is part of what happens in the jazz canon. It's kind of an interesting variant here in vocalese. The group that really brought vocalese to prominence and in some ways to perfection is the Manhattan Transfer. Here's a performance of Sonny Rollins' 1963 performance of Arrigin. Actually, John Hendricks is on this album, taking the fourth solo. This is from an album actually called Vocalese from 1985.
Think of that and get a load of what I tell you. What this place is, no one knows it. There's no traces of the kind of place it was before. It got discovered by the kind of cat that knows the earth was him. Back when the world was young, and it was a living god, and it was this empty side, this was side that got the child. Until one day, a stranger landed with a line of jive. Laid it on the knees, really had a thinking, maybe then they really should take five. And he quickly stole the native soul, so he could control it. And he took care of that missionary biz, so the land was his.
Never heard a story drain his land, tell the truth. I never heard another that exasperated more. What an exasperated narrative lay upon a sensitive and kind of soul that I am. Way back when I was scrolling my crib, I was doing all kinds of thinking. Already I had figured out the cut of a jib, the kind of soul that never liked to tell and never fib. A body who was steady reaching up my mind, always thinking on high minded things. Me, I'm the old-fashioned kind. I was never gonna follow the leader. Real, as real as the Yankee can be.
That's me. 2 years ago, there was a bit of a cage on Earth. Then the whole world was young, and full of them of constant rebirth. Brothers, sisters, dinosaurs, and pterodactyls everywhere. About me, that was the case. I must have missed the mammoths here and there. And in addition, there were lots of men everywhere who had no high tech. Can I win a lift? There is fit, but in that spot, where was the lush, where was the hot?
That's Janice Siegel, Cheryl Benteen, Tim Hauser, and Alan Paul the Manhattan Transfer, from their Vocalese album of 1985. The most famous example of their Vocalese style is the Weather Report tune Birdland from their 1979 Extensions album. You should recognize this.
5,000 light years from Birdland, but I'm still preaching the rhythm. Long gone up light years from Birdland, and I'm still teaching the rhythm. Years from the land of the bird, and I am still feeling the spirit. 5,000 light years from Birdland, but I know people can hear it. Bird made it, bird made it, bird made it, band played it, well stated. Birdland, it happened down in Birdland.
You may notice that all the backgrounds are synthesized on this album. But in fact, the whole album is analog because this is before digital synthesizers. So this is a totally synthetic but analog background. Also, this, the Manhattan Transfer have a tighter, smoother way of singing a cappella than we heard from Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. This has a dual influence. First, it revives an interest in part singing. A lot of previous pop singing was sort of doo-wop backgrounds with a soloist in front. And this revives interest in having the whole group sing together. And second, the way they sing close harmony has an influence on everyone. The lack of vibrato, the very, very tight harmonies. It's very, very in tune, which you have to do when you're singing without vibrato. So listen here to this a cappella version of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square from the same album.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
This was a real inspiration for lots of high school and college groups, which had glee clubs singing, at that time, more alma mater sort of stuff. But in the late 1970s, everybody wanted to sing this sort of thing. Everybody was a Manhattan Transfer clone. So the next set of groups are really all post-Manhattan Transfer, groups that sing in some derivative of this style of vocalese. So speaking of college, meet the New York Voices, who were formed at Ithaca College in 1987. There are originally five members, and now there are four. Darman Meter, Peter Eldridge, Kim Nazarian, and Sarah Krieger, now lawyer Lauren Kinnam. Like Manhattan Transfer, they're very tight and very in tune, but they're different from Manhattan Transfer in two ways. First, the New York Voices have a little different sound. They're just as tight. They rehearse even more, though, and have a looser rhythmic feel. It really does sound like one person singing. They've managed to take the rhythmic ease that a singer like Frank Sinatra has and put it into a vocal group. And two, they have more jazz solos. They scat, they make their own solos, they don't just do vocalese. Darman Meter also plays a pretty mean sax, and here they are doing giant steps. This is not vocalese. This is a new arrangement of a classic tune with scat solos and not vocalese. And also the arrangement isn't taken from an instrumental track. Giant. Bye. Norman Meter, one of the great scat soloists of all time. So if you're confused, just listen for words or the lack thereof there. There are no words because he's not singing vocalese. Here's another piece from their Paul Simon project. Here's Loves Me Like a Rock.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
and the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Who do you think you're fooling?
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singing in the Sunday choir. My mama loves me,
loves me.
So she loves me,
she loves me. She got down her knees and hugged me,
and she loves me like a rock, she rocked me like the rock of ages.
This style too has had an influence on college campuses. Sometimes this is called rockapella, since it's acapella, although in this case there are real drums and bass. But covers of pop songs. That's the New York Voices. Speaking of college groups, here is Take Six. Six guys. The group was begun in 1980 at Oakwood College, initially called the Gentlemen's Estate Quartet. They borrowed their name from the college's freshman housing complex. Then a couple of months later, they're in the bathroom warming up for a gig, and they heard Mark Kibble in the next stall, who decided to add a fifth part to what they were doing. They thought it was great, and so they added him to the concert that evening. The group eventually evolved to six members with the addition of Mervyn Warren. And they had a gig at a Christian bookstore in Nashville, where only 10 people showed up. But there was one uninvited guest, Jim Norman of Warner Brothers, who signed the group to Warner Brothers that day. And the rest, as they say, is history.
With the clothes you wonderful do ignore. Better sight.
I took
in your light
one look
shining down
through heaven's door.
Doo-doo-doo.
I never thought I would ever stumble out of darkness and prize the view. But this time I found a gold mine in you.
This is Goldmine from their first album. It's a funkier sound, but most importantly, it has groove but no instruments. All of the drum sounds are done with the mouth, or some finger snapping and body slapping, but the very low bass lines result of singing close to the mic. It's also more of a gospel sound and message, and the top parts are falsetto. High male singing. So that's a couple of new things that are going on here. Again, this is Take Six, Goldmine. Since they invented this new sound, they've been in great demand on almost everybody else's records. It's a very pop sound. Here they are from the Join the Band CD with Queen Latifah. So right about now you're going, now this isn't jazz. And you're right. But the point I wanted to make is that we've talked about a lot of groups all semester long who play jazz, and then eventually either they begin to move into a more pop or soul sound, and either they cross over, or somebody else just takes the sound where they left it and goes to the next level. We saw this with Count Basie and Jump Blues. Eventually becomes R&B. Now, Count Basie's not an R&B band, but you can hear a lot of what's going on there that eventually happens in R&B. Same is true here. The origins of this sound are in vocalese and in Manhattan Transfer, and they've just taken the sound to the next level, and eventually people in the pop world said, like they always do, hey, what's going on in jazz's hip? We want some of that. You can probably predict what's going to happen next. As with everything else we've talked about, eventually jazz leaves the country and other people in other countries say, hey, that's pretty hip. Can I do that too? Singing in this case is especially universal. And so now there are lots of other people from other groups who have adapted the singing to their own styles. First is a group from Sweden called The Real Group. They were actually formed in 1986 before the New York Voices were founded. They were founded in Stockholm. Yes, they're Swedish, but remember that half of the Swedes immigrated to the United States in 1900 due to a famine. So everyone in Sweden has family in Wisconsin or someplace. Everyone speaks English. Swedes also love singers. This group was inspired by Bobby McFerrin. They created new arrangements of standards from The Real Book. The Real Book is this collection of standard tunes in lead sheet form. Hence the name. Again, this is five singers, but no instruments. Two women and three men. Don't worry about the cheesy lyrics.
But of course, it's a matter of taste. A cappella in a capulco. Do, 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 do. A cappella, cappella in a capulco. Oh, a cappella in a capulco. Do, 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 do.
Again, there are no instruments on this track. This is just five people singing. All right. I want to play one more thing for you. It's just a Swedish folk song. It's probably not jazz either, but note how they've taken this jazz style of singing and they've merged it with their own native music. Couple something new. I'm probably butchering the Swedish, but it says Kristallen den Fina is the name of this piece.
Jag känner en flicka i dygden, den fina, en flicka i denna här by.
Min vän, och älskotblomma, kom vi kom.
All right, I'm making even fewer claims for the jazziness of the next piece, but I have a different point to make. This is the London Adventist Chorale. It's not a jazz group. I actually think it's one of the best volunteer church choirs in the world. They won the national singing contest when I was living in London. It's an all-black church in London, directed by Ken Burton. Notice here, this is a group that says they're singing American gospel. Well, they don't say that. It sounds like American gospel and jazz, but it's been anglicized. I mean, color and race don't matter here. These folks are English in the way they sing. So I suppose that's both global and glocal at the same time, but it doesn't really matter. It's beautiful singing any way you slice it. Now to another interesting hybrid. This is Zap Mama. If you're having trouble dissecting this, well, join the crowd. These are five French African women. They sing, they call Afro-European or Afropean music, from Brussels. They were founded in 1990. Sting and Peter Gabriel were deeply impressed and helped bring out their first CD in 1991. This is Mupepe. This is a Central African pygmy chant, but it has improvisation, often in French, over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we travel to Cuba for essentially the Cuban version of New York Voices or The Real Group. Same kinds of vocal stylings. Again, no instruments, mouth sounds for rhythm. This is vocal sampling.
Allá en el 89 un grupito se formó y la gente no creía.
So again, what's jazz about this is not solos or that kind of thing, but that they're adopting the procedures of vocal jazz, Manhattan Transfer, New York Voices, applying it to new music, lack of instruments, that kind of thing. As I mentioned, the Manhattan Transfer also inspired lots of college groups. In some cases, this was the Glee Club just doing a little hipper music. But most of what happened is that colleges, and in some case high schools, set up new types of choirs. So, you know, you're familiar with the kind of concert choir, the madrigals, that sort of thing. Or maybe your high school even had a mass choir or a show choir, kind of a big gospel choir. But now what happens is that we get a new specialty jazz choir, a little bit like a big band, 13 to 15 singers, all on their own microphones, so doubled parts. This is the North Texas State Jazz Singers. So a couple things to note. While these groups sometimes do vocalese, they're actually now more likely to be modeled after the New York Voices. So they're singing original versions, written just for vocal jazz groups of jazz standards or originals. They have scat solos, like you hear here. It's kind of like the vocal equivalent of a big band. So you've got solos, but you've got background parts, you've got an arranged head, but you might have more complicated stuff happening. So this really is jazz, just done by singers. I don't know if it seems ironic to you, but to me, it's ironic that it's these college groups that get closest to doing jazz with their mouth. And some of the other groups are doing things that are related to what's happening in jazz singing, but they're merging with their own traditions. Now, the Manhattan Transfer also inspired a new clutch of solo jazz singers, all of whom modeled their approach so that it was closer to what jazz instrumentalists were doing. The first of these was Al Jarreau, who's the only vocalist in history to win Grammy Awards in three categories, jazz, pop, and R&B. Al was the son of a vicar and a social worker in Milwaukee. He didn't really get going in his career until he was nearly 40. That's like 100 in showbiz years. He's in his 60s now. And he started doing vocal versions of jazz tunes. So you should recognize this. This is Take Five from a live concert in 1977.
Just take five, just take five. Just stop be busy, big, and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Oh, boy, I'm going out on my way, just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word you would say. It's a pantomime and all the time. Still, I know all eyes are for me. I feel tingles out to my feet. When your smile gets rushed too discreet, it sends me on my way. Now, wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good all?
Now, one of the things that Al did was to create a new kind of scat singing. You've heard plenty of doobie doobie doo, but listen to how Al scats on this tune.
Come take five.
let's listen to another jazz standard that you should now know. This is Chick Corea's Spain, done by Al Jarreau.
I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of brown on the ground. In Spain I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can't recall my desire, every reverie is on fire. I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, I get a kick every time they play that Spain again. I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of
first glance, this also seems kind of like vocalese, right? He's added words to this, but Alger is a little less concerned with matching up the words exactly to what happened on the original record. So he adds words because he's a singer, but he also takes more liberties, and then he scat sings. For jazz lovers, of course, this is his best stuff. But like everybody else, Al wanted to have a pop hit, which he did. He finally made the top 10 in 1981 with the hit We're in This Love Together. Next, meet Bobby McFerrin. Actually, you already all know Bobby McFerrin because he's best remembered for his unlikely pop hit, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So this is all Bobby. There's nothing else. This is just Bobby McFerrin doing overdubs. Listen here to the clarity of the backgrounds and the number of different types of sounds he gets out of his mouth. So he does the bass, he does the percussion stuff, he does the backgrounds, he does the whistling, he does the melody, all in different types of voices.
Be happy.
The story of this piece is that Bobby had finished recording this album, and there's a little extra studio time left at the end of the day, a little extra tape. So he just improvised this. He set down a bass line, added some other parts, wrote some other stuff. It was really just a throwaway. Nobody expected it to be a hit.
Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry.
But Bobby had already been doing this for years. In fact, nicknamed The Voice, which is also the title of one of his probably his best album, the first solo vocal album. Again, think about this as your record company. A whole album of one guy singing with nobody else. But he did it. It's mostly overdubs, but he has this incredible ability to mimic instruments. No one else can sing such a range. He can jump from low bass to falsetto. He can make rhythmic sounds when he inhales. Yeah, don't try that at home. So this is a version of Eric Clapton's Sunshine of Your Love, with Cream. This has overdubbing, but it's just his voice. It's a great demonstration of his eclectic approach.
The morning and just as we two, I'm staring you, darling, down.
Okay, pretty impressive. But make sure you check out this guitar solo. Let me remind you, he's making those sounds with his mouth. So Bobby was a little embarrassed by his hit, by Don't Worry, Be Happy becoming such a hit, and he withdrew and started conducting and doing other kinds of things. But he's back now doing college canvases, touring with his vocal group. He also has a great website, which is listed here, where you can go and play the Don't Worry, Be Happy musical game. Next is Cassandra Wilson, who some people think is Billie Holiday reincarnated. She was one of the main vocalists in the M-Bass Collective with Steve Coleman that we're also learning about. Her repertoire is all over the place. She sings all sorts of things. Her Blue Note debut album was an acoustic-leaning album with standards like You Don't Know What Love Is. But done here with steel guitar?
You don't know what love is until you learn the meaning of the blues. Till you've lost the love you had to lose, you don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you've lived your heart, you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost?
So she's singing a very typical jazz standard, but in a very unstandard, untypical way. Very, very slow, with steel guitar, an unusual arrangement of instruments, not the usual jazz rhythm section. But this, of course, is exactly what jazz instrumentalists have been doing for decades, and what jazz singers maybe should be doing. She reinvents the song, gives it her own unique twist. And this is something that she does over and over again. Here is Cassandra singing Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen.
The man I love took from my best friend. That girl got lucky, stole it back again. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Oh, he's gone. From his nation's side. You better come on.
And you won't be surprised to learn that the last singer I'm going to play for you, Angélique Kidjo, isn't an American. She's from Benin. She moved to Paris. And she sang with a fusion band in Paris called Pili Pili. She sings in two West African languages, Fon and Yoruban. And maybe you'll recognize this jazz standard.
Mm-hmm.
as I went wrong. Maybe your phone go away.
Maybe your phone go away.
Not done at all.
Except for the piano part, all of the overdubs are her. All right, so that's a little tour of vocal jazz in the second half of the 20th century, even a little bit of the 21st century. Oh, and by the way, the tune, yes, that's George Gershwin's Summertime. Oh, and by the way, I've got nothing against Diana Krall. In fact, I think Diana Krall is one of the great singers of the next century. But I figure you've all heard of her. If not, go check her out.
Ooh,